Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Let me ask you this. What about the kid who's talented enough to play with those kids but can't afford to go on those teams? What happens to them?
The truth of it is there's kids on our team who are scholarship kids where some parents pay extra money, and that kid's on the team because he's on a scholarship. Because there's sometimes the coaches will offer the kid, and then his parents will email back and say, listen, he'd love to play, but we just can't afford to pay that. And if he's good enough, the coach will talk to some parents and say, hey, do you guys want to sponsor this kid? And that happens.
Apparently some people are upset with baseball players who were opting out.
Are we not considering that, you know, they might not want to catch coronavirus? And it's not like basketball where they're basically setting it up for people not to contract coronavirus once they get started. Baseball, they're having these guys like fly on planes, stay in hotels. That's going to happen. I don't blame anybody who doesn't want to play.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number 3. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Power. F-A-O-U-R at AJ is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first 2 hours? A lot of good stuff today. Interesting topics, so to speak.
Interesting topic.
Yeah. A lot of youth sports. Got into that a little bit. The closing of the dog track and, baseball, bunch of stuff. Had Jerome. That was good. We'll get to a gym of the day at some point. But, so if you missed all that, shame on you. But you can get it on Podcast Arena. A couple things here. I do a shout-out to Eric in Dubai, who is listening to us in Dubai. Not right now. He'll be listening on the podcast. But sent me an email this morning just talking about how much he enjoys the show. He's kind of on lockdown there. And wanted to send a thank you to you and me for keeping him entertained. Mentioned both of us, not just me.
Thank you.
So I wanted to pass that on. Lamont says, although I was not born during the Cold War in the 60s, I heard stories of how kids had to get underneath their desks, etc.
Was it like that, Fred?
Yeah, it was, actually. We had bomb scares.
That's crazy.
But can you think of an event that had America on the edge the way we are now?
This is it.
This is it. I'm... Living through the Cold War was different because we always thought Texas City would be a target because of the refineries, right?
Right.
So there was this fear that we were going to get nuked. So we actually had bomb scare drills in the school where we had to go in the hall. And in retrospect, what good was that going to do if they dropped a nuke 3 miles away? Being in the hallway of the school with your hands over your head? Yeah, you would have just gotten roasted with your hands over your head. But it turned out that was also what we would do for tornadoes. So occasionally a tornado would come through, we would do that. But yeah, we had bomb scares, and it was always, they're going to bomb Ellington, they're going to bomb this. And they scared the hell out of us growing up. But the only thing that is even remotely close to this for me was what Houston was like after Ike for about 2 weeks, where people didn't have power. And like I didn't have power for 2 weeks, and everything was shut down. But that was only 2 weeks. This is extended for so long, and then you throw in the protests and everything else, and I think this is the worst time that any of us have been through, and as a society. And I don't mean to be alarmist, but I don't think we've seen the worst yet. I hope we have. I hope this right now is the absolute worst. And that's the optimist in me, is that it's not going to get, it's going to start going back down, and then we'll start slowly being able to recover. But I don't know that. I don't know. We don't know crap. It could get a lot worse.
Yeah.
And, it's funny because when Trey had his run in and I wound up having to be at home, he was apologizing and stuff. It's like, oh, I'm sorry you had to be at home. I'm like, dude. This is going to happen 4, 5, 6 more times. Don't worry about it. That we're going to wind up back at home, whether it's as a group or as individuals, because of scares like this. And one of us may actually get it and not be so sick that we can't do the show, but we do it from home.
Yeah.
So, it's just, mean, it's nobody knows, but I this is the worst thing that I've ever lived through, and you know, I just hope this is the worst of it. I really do. But then when you start seeing a second shutdown, and this is the scary part for down the road, I'm really, really concerned about a lot of businesses that did their best to come back, and even that wasn't going to be enough, but it was at least getting some money in. And if they're not going to make it through a second shutdown, and we're going to have we were talking about, you know, Gulf Greyhound earlier today, and how much that really bummed me out for a lot of reasons. And then Lucky's goes a couple weeks ago. Well, today I had to go pick up pet food, and did the curbside, by the way. I didn't go in there. I had to go pick up pet food, and I'm driving by, and I can't remember the name of the place, but we did a couple shows there over on Washington. It was the two-story place that had, like, seafood, and it's gone.
Shell Shack.
Shell Shack, yeah, it's gone. And there's just so many places like that that we're going to lose, and those are important businesses to our community. I mean, and restaurants, all of these things, you know, that it's not just that we're not going to be able to go to them anymore. It's that we're not going to have these different cultures and ideals and foods and people, and all those people are going to be out of work. And we're already at a really bad place there. And I just think it's going to get worse. And I'm trying to be optimistic. I really am. But, you know, today back over 6,000 again, you know, had a little dip yesterday, was feeling better, but 409 says, will that at the end of the day phrase get my number, Newt? No, you're fine. Don't worry. So, how is it the baseball, the only sport that plays in a consolidated geographical area every single year for spring training, is the one sport that cannot figure out how to consolidate a condensed season?
No idea. And yeah. it makes so much sense with no fans in the stands, but you also have to understand that baseball players would prefer not to be stuck on the road for, you know, the entire season. They don't want to do that.
Somebody said Detroit during the Gulf War, we all had to go outside for a bomb threat. You know, I think it's there. There've been times where, you know, 9/11 obviously was awful, but we talked about this the other day. People came together after 9/11. We're not coming together. We're divided. But you know, it's 409 says, I'm sure Fred would agree. How much further would our society be advanced throughout time, if humans had always worked as one? We would be the aliens probing the inhabitants of other worlds, but of course we're humans and we suck as a whole. See, I don't think we suck as a whole. I still think there's good and bad people on both sides. Now, I think there's more good people out there than there are bad people, but there's a lot more bad people than I ever wanted to admit. And this is when we should be seeing the best out of people, right? This is in crisis. That's when you should see the very best of us. And we're seeing the worst. And that makes me sad. So somebody said, lucky to be on a school or hospital grid on Ike, came back in a day. Yeah, that was the one positive. If you were on a hospital grid or on a school grid, you got your power back right away. But that was the darkest time I can remember before this. And that only lasted a few weeks. Now, the economic impact from that lasted months.
Yeah,
it took a long time for things to get.
But it won't be as bad as this.
And you know what? 318 just brought up a great one that I hadn't thought of because it's not here. It says, if you went to the French Quarter before Hurricane Katrina, you know that used to be a truly local place. After Katrina, it just turned into one big corporate square mile. My fear that's going to happen on a much more widespread level now. Yeah, because in times of where people are having to sell, that's when, I mean, the people who have all the money are basically just going to come in and buy up stuff. That's what they do. It's just going to increase the gap here in money. And I'm, in all honesty, there's areas of opportunity that I'm looking at, you know, because they're there. And I don't know that that's all good. But that the French Quarter's never been the same since Katrina. French Quarter used to have a charm to it. It was seedy with a charm. Now it's just seedy. And I don't enjoy it. And when I go to New Orleans, I spend the first night there, and that's it. I go to a couple places that I used to really like, and the rest of the time, I'm off on, I'm in other places, other parts of the city.
Yeah.
And I know you do that, too.
I don't even stay in the French Quarter.
Yeah, I don't stay there either. But 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So I wanted to get to this just because, you know, we talk about media a little bit. Oh, we talk about it a lot on the show.
Plenty.
Yeah. But can I give you an example of this is why you don't trust certain news organizations? Huffington Post likes to present itself as a news organization, right? I'm going to read you a headline. European Union bans travelers from U.S. as coronavirus rages. Okay, kind of makes sense, right? Here's the second part of the headline. The ban is a stunning rebuke of the Trump administration's failure to control the COVID-19 pandemic.
And, well, obviously.
Oh my, and here's the thing. The story is that they're going to temporarily ban travelers from the United States. But guess what? They're also banning travelers from Russia, Brazil, several other places where the outbreaks are still bad. But that's not how the story's written. The story is it's a sharp rebuke of the Trump administration's mishandling of the coronavirus pandemic.
Shame.
And they're only opening it to 15 other countries. So, I mean, it's just, you read that and it's like, oh, Trump's failure. That means we can't go to the European Union. No, they're actually being smart about who they're letting in. And a lot of countries are in the same boat. And yeah, could he have done a better job? Sure. Do I wish he'd actually stop with the anti-mask stuff? Yeah, I do. But let's not put this whole thing on Donald Trump just because it makes your story look better.
Yeah. The new press secretary. Have you seen the new press secretary? Do you watch the...
No, I don't pay any attention to that stuff. There's nothing that comes out of that.
She's the hottest one that's done this press secretary gig.
Yeah.
This is her. I'll pull up a picture so you can see.
Oh, I would.
Oh, yeah. She said that the president's the most informed person on the planet Earth. Is that what you think the media should be saying?
She's not the media, though. She's a PR flack for
but
the president.
But she's telling the media what's going on in the White House.
Yeah, she is, but that doesn't make her the media.
Should the media relate that?
No.
No? You don't believe it to be true?
No.
How dare you, Fred? You're a traitor.
I'm not a traitor. I just don't, I'm getting tired of the media sending out the messages they want to send us as opposed to, because they don't know anything about this. I don't want to get started on this. It frustrates me that's how you write a story. Oh, Trump failure. Okay, great. And then somebody else is going to write a story about, oh, well, it's the failing European Union won't let us in. Well, the truth is, guess what? They're doing something smart, and it's bad here. It's really bad, and it's bad in Russia, and it's bad in Brazil. So, you know what? If we were the U.S., if we were in a good spot like Europe is now, a better spot, I wouldn't let those guys in either. Why don't we focus on that? Hey, smart move until we get our act together here. Or until we all die off from the Thanos snap. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. A couple things to get to here. Bill on the Twitch says, we always have the most cases reported on Tuesdays and the lowest cases of the week on Mondays because some counties do not report on Sunday. And then it gets added in on Monday and shows up on the Tuesday case report. And then Silly says Breitbart would probably do the same headline if Obama was president. It absolutely would. Absolutely would. So working for Domino's in Seabrook, and a coworker had to take out an order for a customer who ordered one pizza and 25 2 liters of Coke to the shipyard. Can I get a shame bell for the moron on the marina?
Shame.
Yeah, wow. That's kind of... And catching up with a couple. 832 said my wife just gave birth to my son. She had to get a C-section. I have to go back to work because we can't afford me not working. Do people honestly think I want to deal with their stupidity on them not wearing masks? If my wife or newborn son gets it, they can really be affected by the virus. And that's, you know, that's the thing. Just looking out for each other. We need to do a better job of that. Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis tonight at 7 o'clock, which, since I'm not qualified to talk soccer, that's your chance.
That's right. Lamont asked if the St. Louis couple that were, they made national news, they were pointing guns at protesters on Sunday night outside of their very fancy home. They were pointing their guns at a group of around 300 protesters, is what I read. They said they were in fear of their lives, and that's why they pulled their guns out. They live in a private gated community, and they were just making sure that people weren't coming in, they weren't going to get into their house. And Lamont asked if I thought that the woman was a Karen.
Did you see the meme of her that's got her pointing the gun and says, "Call me Karen one more time"?
I don't see her. Lamont says, "I don't see her as a Karen. She was ready to kill. She didn't do anything verbally stupid." I don't think she's a Karen either. I think that she's an overreactor and probably just doing what her husband told her to do.
Yeah, she needs to learn some trigger discipline.
Yeah, she does. And also, if you're going to have your wife as your battle buddy, get her a cooler looking gun.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't look like it's going to hurt anybody.
You know what that looked like? That looked like the first Men in Black, where Tommy Lee Jones has the big badass gun and Will Smith gets the noisy cricket. Yeah.
Or it looks like one of those guns like that an Old West hooker would pull out of her.
A Derringer?
Yeah. And it can only shoot one bullet.
I think they have two. Wow. Most of them have two shots.
I don't know, Fred. You lived in the Old West. I didn't.
Yeah, well. I didn't consort with hookers in the Old West. So, hey, can I ask the listeners a question? Because this is another thing, too. I want to put some context on because I keep hearing different things. So everybody around the country is reporting the 97% capacity number for the ICUs here, right?
Yeah.
And which is high. But I'm just curious, and I know there's a bunch of you guys who actually do this for a living, and I just want to put context on it. In an average month, what's the capacity at? So, like, say, June of last year, what would the capacity have been? Because if it was 93%, then that's not that big of an increase.
That's true.
But if it's 85%, then it's a significant increase. So I'm just curious from people who would know out there. I know there's a bunch of you listening. Just hit me up on the text line and just tell me, because I think that number really doesn't have any meaning without context to me. So if it's way, way up, then okay. But if it's not that much, then somebody did mention the noisy cricket was a badass, though. That is true. So you see how that guy was holding that rifle? He clearly didn't know what he was doing either.
No.
No, it's just, they're just, yeah, I don't know. Somebody says, Bill says, very typical to have capacity in the 80 to 90% range. And Roger says 80%. So even 80 to 90%, then 7% is a significant number of people. 17% is beyond significant.
Yeah.
So, I just want to be able to put it in context because, you know, somebody earlier was saying, oh, no, it's always over 90%. It's like, no, that doesn't sound right. So, that's why we
mean, if it were always over 90%, I think they'd build more ICU beds, right?
Well, as long as it's not 100%. See, somebody, that's what I heard last time this year was around 95%. See, I think people are spreading that. And that's why I want to know from, because I know some of you guys would know for real. I mean, we get out the best information that we can on stuff so that we're not misleading people. And Bama Papa Joe says his wife works at Houston. They have 66 COVID patients. Wow. He says, summer, and somebody else says, I've been an administrator. Summer is the lowest volume percentage for ICU beds. I guess that would make sense, right?
Because there's less people with flu and things like
that. Yeah, and especially olds who get the flu in the winter. So, those protesters, a couple were defending their home from, were the protest of the St. Louis mayor who publicly read the names and addresses of people that had signed a defund the police petition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
They were on their way to the mayor's house, and those people were worried that they were going to stop at their house.
You know what today's political text is? Texas Trump alert. Show President Trump what Texas can do. He needs help from Texas now. You'll be all right.
We're not in the mood right now.
You don't need us. So,
I'm not in the mood for any politicians right now.
Nah, I'm pretty much done with all you guys. So,
And now I made a new profile picture on Twitter.
Yeah,
you got rid of the lesbian version of me. And I put up a picture of me in high school, and now people are making fun of me. I can't win, Fred. I put up the picture assuming it would get made fun of, but I'm okay with it.
I should go find the one of me dressed as, you know, in the leather and all that stuff from high school and put that up there. That'll deflect for you because that's a much worse picture. Although I kind of like I do need to update my picture. I think I'll probably go with that one that I took at True Anomaly. I think that's my new favorite because it covers up my face and I got the beer and got the mask on, the hair. I think I'm going to do that. That way, because people look at that and say, you know.
Not so bad.
I cannot. Well, not that so much. I can't tell he's a hideous beast.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of it. Somebody was asking if I was serious about if he could raise $1 million, would they get rid of me and keep Josh and bring back Barry? Yeah, I'm serious.
$1 million.
Now, it's not all to me now. $250 goes to the company so they can do that.
Right.
$750 goes to me. It's a win-win-win for everybody. You guys get rid of me, you keep them, and, you know, helps out our company to survive a little longer. And, you know, I would not do radio again. And I would never have to deal with another Tuesday texter. So, somebody says, work for the city of Texas City. Corona's running through our field, guys, like wildfire right now. Wow. And it's supposed to know how the protesters got into a gated community. Did they tear the gates down?
They knocked the gate down.
Wow. Well, if you knock my gate down, I'm probably going to be sitting out on my balcony with my weapons as well.
Hopefully you have cooler-looking guns, and you know how to handle them better.
I do.
Yeah, for having that much money, I would expect them to have much fancier, cooler-looking
That just
stuff.
Seems like... That whole thing seemed, like, forced to me. It's like, oh, let's go buy these, so they're going to come here. We'll look like badasses. You look like... She looks like older Carol Baskin. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. But wait, Barry costs $250K. No, he doesn't cost $250K.
Some of that would go to me.
Some of that would go to keep things going for a while.
Yeah.
And by the way, an employee, like say they make $50,000 a year. Anybody who owns a company knows it costs you a hell of a lot more than that as a company, which is why we got in trouble in my old place for using so many contract people because we didn't have to pay health insurance and all those things. And yeah, we got sued over that and did not end well. All right. You know what I haven't done? The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, we can agree that China is the Florida of Asia, correct?
Yes.
They sent us the bat virus.
Not happy with them right now.
No, they got
and now the pig stuff.
The pig stuff's going on. Well, this sounds like something a Florida boy would do. Remember I told you when my kid was like, I don't know, two or three, mm-hmm. the idiot stuck a rock up his nose.
Yeah.
And then we spent all night in the emergency room. Well, you know what? I can now apologize to him and say, at least you didn't do this. A 10-year-old boy had a 5-foot power cable stuck in his bladder for 5 years after sticking it into his penis out of boredom.
Oh, no.
Not wise, guys.
The boy in China had the 5-foot cable cord removed from his bladder by doctors. He inserted the metal wire into his urethra when he was 5 years old.
Ugh. And just didn't tell anybody?
No, and then 5 years later, he starts peeing blood. Guess what? They had to take it out. The 10-year-old, nicknamed Doo-Doo, D-O-U-D-O-U, which I guess is Doo-Doo, right?
Yeah.
What else would we call it? Had inserted it into his penis out of boredom.
Well, he was five. I don't think he was doing it for sexual reasons.
No, I mean, we realize that. But he's recovered. And he was at the children's hospital in Nanchang, Jiangxi, in southeast China. Doo-Doo's parents recently took their son to seek medical attention after the boy found blood in his urine and had difficulty peeing. How does that not affect you for 5 years?
I don't know.
It was a 5 foot long. That boy, how big was that little kid's thing to get that in there?
That's a question that I'm not willing to answer.
Okay. Dr. Rao, a urologist, said we've removed a lot of foreign objects, but we've never seen a case like this before. We were very, very shocked, just unimaginable. And he confessed that he had inserted it about 5 years ago. He says around 2015 or 16. Parent added he never told us about it. We had absolutely no idea. And the doctor said, we see about 20 to 30 cases like this year among children age 4 to 10 where they put something in themselves. My advice is that children need to be educated better. They need to know how these organs function and what they're used for. They wouldn't be as curious if their parents had told them. I have to admit, as a parent, I never thought, hey, don't stick that into your penis. Never thought to tell them that. Did you? Did you ever tell your kids?
Nope. Nope, never thought I had to warn them against the dangers of sticking electrical cords in their penises.
Oh, man. And Dre reminds me of that. Remember the plane crash when they leaked the fake names? Sum Ting Wong was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Pat 409, I'm laughing and vomiting at the same time. Speaking of vomit, I thought you were joking about the poo paper towels in there.
I told you, I warned you of this. This is a real thing.
I just thought you were joking. I've seen them in there before. And yeah, there's poo paper towels in the bin, and the bin's completely full because the cleaning lady hasn't gotten here yet. And yeah, so there's poo paper towels in our bin. And we were talking about this off air. I want to think it's something else. Like maybe somebody did a video and then wiped off the makeup. And there's nothing else it can be. It's just poo. Who does that? God, we need a camera outside the bathroom.
Shame.
I want a full-on investigation on this.
I'm telling you.
Anyway. Yes, did you get that story from Facebook? No, it's from the Daily Mail, which has been pretty reliable with dumb stories. So, yeah. Man. I don't get people. I don't.
There's a lot of stupid people out there.
There are a lot of stupid people out there, but who puts... I mean, what are you doing with paper towels and poo to begin with? And then what are they doing where we put the ones that we wash our hands with?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like when there's toilet paper in the, like used toilet paper in the trash can. That makes me very angry because someone has taken the time to carry the toilet paper from the stall to the trash can. But
well,
paper towels?
First,
I don't even understand how that happens.
Well, you have to take some with you, use them, and then take them back. So there's like whole extra stuff.
That.
Bill on the Twitch says, ask anyone who works in the ER for a good story about someone having to go to the ER because they shoved something up their butt. Every single one of them will have multiple good stories. I believe that. So, yeah, the world's just gone to hell today. I hope I come back tomorrow with a
a new outlook on life.
Yeah, I mean, I was bummed when it started. I rallied a little bit, and now between kids stuffing this in their penis and guys leaving poop paper towels in our restroom and Tuesday texters, I'm kind of like, what the hell? So this is cultural. I bleep you not. I had a coworker who grew up without indoor plumbing and threw it in a bag next to the toilet.
We don't like that. But there used to be trash cans in the stalls. They got rid of them. And now they carry the toilet paper from the stall to the trash can by the sink.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Chris said, I recently started dating a nurse and she had to remove an apple from a guy's bum. Boy, that's kind of impressive.
An apple?
Yeah. I mean, like a full-on apple or like a little green one? Little green one wouldn't be that big a deal, but like a real size apple? I don't think I could handle that. So
I'm certain I couldn't handle that.
What the bathroom bandit is doing is carrying toilet paper, or paper towels in this case, to the sink to make a homemade wet wipe and then throw.
Shame.
I don't want to live anymore. Can I just go? I mean, this whole day has been a hey man bleep that. Soccer Matters coming up, though.
Yes. Episode 1 of 2 this week.
Oh, really? When's the other one?
Thursday.
Oh, okay. And are they going to let Patrick Creighton back in the country?
Eventually.
From Corpus Christi?
From Corpus, yeah.
Okay. Just curious about that as the Rona gets worse. A lot of people asking, did you try to find the Mail Bandit this week?
No, the Mail Bandit hasn't struck lately.
Okay.
For now. But listen, if it happens again, I'll have to take different measures.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure somebody probably warned him.
Yeah.
Because you talked about it. But and then Sherwin asked, what do you think of the Houston Wall of Shame? And we talked about that a little bit yesterday. I don't know that and I have to admit, I anything that Sylvester Turner does these days irritates the snot out of me. I don't know that we need a wall of shame, but those guys should have done a better job. I mean, that's part of the problem. And I saw the owner from that, what's that nightclub called? The Spire.
Yeah, Spire.
Eric Sandler has an article where he interviewed him, and it's basically they're acting like they're not a nightclub. And this is the problem. Nightclubs are different than bars, right? Nightclubs, you dance, you get people close together, and they're claiming that they're within the rules, and TABC came out, and okay, maybe so, but. And maybe it's, we're only at 25% capacity, which, okay, if your capacity is 1,200 and you've got 300, that's great. Except if they're all in one place, it's still a bad look.
Yeah.
And I don't see the need, but I also don't think I don't think the mayor should be out creating walls of shame for people. That's all. I mean, go mayor.
Yeah, do some other stuff.
Yeah. And, I mean, and trying to claim the protests had nothing to do with the spread either. It's just, come on, man. It's another hey man bleep that, but I do want people to follow the rules. Don't get me wrong. I just don't know how I feel about a public figure, a politician,
snitching and calling people out.
Yeah, they're putting it on Twitter like, these are such bad people.
And apparently, are they taking away their liquor license? Did I see that?
I think so.
Oof. I don't know if they are for the first one, because like I said, Eric's got an interview on there, unless it's changed since this morning. on Culture Map. And he explains it, and, I mean, that's cool. I've said all along, I have mixed feelings about this because I don't want people out there doing stuff, but if businesses have to survive too. But I don't think it's fair to the other businesses that are following the rules.
Agreed.
A32 says he should be on the wall of shame for what he did to the firefighters. I'm with you 100%. He's on my wall of shame. Well, except I don't have one because I think that would be dumb. All right. Thank God we've only got one more segment today. I might pay you $7.50 to let me get out of here. All right. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. We'll have a little Hey Man bleep that when we come back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Vaughn says the Texas Wall of Shame is the greatest free publicity ever. The one spot named Bad Behavior, kind of interested in that, never knew it existed. Thanks, Houston Mayor. Actually, the publicity didn't work because it was poor behavior, which I've been there. Cool place. But I wouldn't have gone if it were that crowded. It's like I kind of have this shot clock now when there gets to be a certain amount of people where I'm just like, okay, this is too many. I'm leaving. And, of course, it doesn't matter now because we can't go anymore. But I don't know what that number is, but... You know, I trust my instincts on it.
That's the way to go.
All right, let's do a little Hey Man bleep that.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I want you to go first.
How about Carmel, Indiana, where a priest of a satanic church is under fire for comparing the Black Lives Matter movement and its organizers to maggots and parasites in his weekly message. That sounds horrible, right?
Yeah, well...
Now, what if I told you he wasn't actually a satanic priest? He was the priest of a Catholic church.
Well...
Doesn't that make it kind of worse?
A little bit. Well, at least he's not diddling little kids.
That's true. He says they are wolves in wolves' clothing, mass thieves and bandits seeking only to devour the life of the poor and profit from the fear of others. They are maggots and parasites at best... feeding off the isolation of addiction and broken families and offering to replace any current frustration and anxiety with more misery and greater resentment. Like, I still don't understand why people are against, you know, black people getting a fair shake. And then, like, unless you're just openly racist, then I get that. You know, I mean, I don't get it, but at least you're owning it. But if you're, like, trying to pretend that you're not and still saying stuff like that,
well, and you're also working for one of the biggest religious cartels in the history of the world.
Yeah. To that I say, hey, man, f*** that.
All right. Well, we talk about social distancing, right?
We do on occasion.
And if you're a tourist from California and you're visiting Yellowstone National Park, they give you guidelines that say you need to keep a safe distance from the bison. Well, especially if you're a 72-year-old woman who kept coming within 10 feet multiple times of a bison to take photos. Well, guess what happened?
The bison whooped her ass.
She got gored. Yep. Not Al Gored, just gored. The unidentified 72-year-old woman received immediate medical care by park rangers before being flown via helicopter to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center. Boy, if I die, I don't want it to be in Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center. The incident occurred Thursday. The series of events that led to the goring suggests the bison was threatened by being repeatedly approached to within 10 feet. They're wild animals that respond to threats by displaying aggressive behaviors like pawing the ground, snorting, bobbing their head. Okay, lady, I'm sure you got a great photo. But you think about all these first responders who had to deal with you because you're an idiot. You're 72 years old and getting with it. You're not going to be able to get away. So to be safe around bison, stay at least 25 yards away and move away if they approach. 25 yards, not 10 feet. So, you know what? If she dies, she dies. To that, I say,
hey, man, f*** that.
Well, Mia Khalifa was in the news last week. We couldn't figure out exactly why she was trending, and it turned out it's because she had advised a girl who said she could make a lot of money just doing porn to pay her bills and said, I'll never get that time back, and I hate that I did it, and blah, blah, blah. Apparently,
except no one would know your name otherwise.
Yeah. Well, now her fans are trying to get every video that she has ever made, which, I mean, granted, there's 11 of them, but they want them completely wiped from the internet, complete 100%, because she regrets doing it. There's a lot of regrets a lot of us have. The internet is forever.
It ain't going away.
And you made that. You were 21 years old. You made that choice. Sorry.
Yeah, that's
hey,
not,
man,
that's not going to happen.
Wait a minute. You're a fan and you don't want to see her videos anymore? How can you be a fan?
Well, they've already downloaded them.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay then.
Exactly.
Ah, that's crazy. I don't know,
does
man.
Mia Khalifa have like an OnlyFans now? Like, how does she make money?
I think she's an Instagram influencer.
Okay. Yeah, because she would be an Instagram influencer if she hadn't done porn, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Everyone would be all over that. You know, hey, it got you where you were. Just roll with it, man. Plus, she's one of those that rats out people for DMing her.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're hot and you're putting hot photos all over the place, guys are going to DM you. It's going to happen. And, you know, that's part of the...
Right, AJ?
I don't know. Fortunately, I'll never have to worry about that. I haven't been hit on since the Reagan administration. By a man or a woman. So, but yeah, if that's what you do, I don't have any sympathy for you if you're going to go and rat guys out. Oh, look what this guy did. So, come on, man. I mean, you're there because you were a porn star and you're hot. And so is it creepy? Sure. Well, you know what? It's creepy when guys like me do it. It's not creepy when
a guy like Deshaun Watson or something like
that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're all over that. Yeah. Come on, man. Oh, well. So, got anything going on tonight besides, I watched the second Yellowstone last night.
My brother is in town.
Oh, cool.
So, I'm just hanging out with him.
That'll be fun. Yeah. Drink some beer. Sounds like a good night.
Yeah.
I might jump in and play a little poker tournament tonight. I haven't played much lately, and kind of that tends to cheer me up.
You've been playing your golf match game?
Yeah,
You didn't take my advice, did you, and put the timer on it?
I haven't been playing it as much. I went through a really bad stretch where I lost a whole bunch of coins. And
when you say a whole bunch of coins, like, are we talking about, like, where it's actual real money you're
losing?
Well,
no. It's fake money, but you have to, if you run out, you have to buy with real money.
Right. So, but I'm saying, how much have you spent in real money on these coins that you've lost?
I don't know. I don't want to talk about
it. Is it an embarrassing number?
Well, I mean, I'm embarrassed by any number on a stupid game like this, even if it were $4.99.
Is it just $4.99?
No, it's more than $4.99, yes.
Have you hit $100 yet?
Probably.
Oh, God, that's got to be a killer.
I know.
You're going to, by the time you're done with this golf game, you will have spent as much money on coins as you would have buying a PlayStation 5.
No,
that's what
no,
you need to think
no,
about.
No, I'm not putting any more in there, no matter what happens. So,
okay, all right.
Yeah, I'll just quit.
You sound like me. No matter how much money I win playing poker tonight, I'm not going back to the blackjack table.
Yeah, I know.
And then where do I end up?
Blackjack table. There's always a little drinking involved in there, too. But guess what? A little bit here, too. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We will try it again tomorrow. Hope everybody has a good one. Soccer Matters coming up next with my man Glenn Davis. Till tomorrow, stay running free, bitches. I just wanna go for a ride out and on before I set this room alight. My name is Stephen A. Smith and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith and you're listening to 97.5 FM.